like a notes app.
Yeah, go. No, no, we got YouTube for topics.
There's pictures on this shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, those look like good topics.
Women 30 plus.
Yeah, fire. Anyway, we're recording. Podcast is going. This is episode 3. Welcome back to the podcast. We're listening to our reviews, and they've said that there's a lack of female perspective on the podcast. So there's a woman on the podcast today. Sophie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So you're a woman. What's up with that?
I'm a woman. I guess I've also recently been told my opinion doesn't matter.
Oh,
on
yeah.
here. Personally True. Called out. but excited to be here.
Fire.
Pretty cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Frazier, did you find any topics on YouTube yet?
Yeah, I got some topics. Oh, fuck,
it seems like you're kind of just
playing on YouTube. I'm paying attention.
It kind of looks like you're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I'm off the
Matt
couldn't
make it today. He's doing business of some kind.
He's an adult.
He's an adult.
He's got... yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we typically play it pretty fast and loose in here, Sophie. And I wouldn't bug out about the whole, like, being recorded business, because a lot of it's going to get cut. We typically do, like, 2 hours of recorded and then 1 hour of... 1 hour makes to the stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm down to do less.
Okay.
I think 1 hour is kind of showboating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all an hour, though.
Yeah, they're all an hour.
Some people are like, I'm going to do a quick podcast, and it's still like 42 minutes. And you're like, that's not a quick podcast.
This is the third one of these things that we've done, and I already, like, I feel, like, less artistic. I feel, like, less creative. I think the only content or the only voice in my head is my own now. It just feels really lazy.
How long do you think you're gonna keep doing the podcast for?
Till I die.
Yeah, forever, obviously.
It's gonna be like a weekly thing.
I think it should be a weekly thing.
I think so. How much do you talk to yourself in your daily life?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll reveal the plan here. The multimedia multi-plan. We make the podcast frequently enough that people listen to it, and we make it good enough that people listen to it. The last two have been funny enough for at least, like, people to listen to on their commute home. And we strike up enough of a emotional connection with our audience that they subscribe to us, and we can send them magazines. I don't know... No one wants magazines. We work really hard on these things. We went into debt over these things, and no one wants them. And we went to Park Mart this Saturday and sold like 3 magazines. And there just has to be. I don't know how people figure this out. We made really nice magazines, and they're only $18. If you live in New York, I'll give you one. I'll bring it to you. You don't have to pay for shipping.
I think how people do it is they make clothes and stickers.
Stickers.
And then the magazines are just like the add-on. The magazine's like a keychain.
Yeah.
You just gotta make, which is like, oh, fuck, it sucks so bad, e-boy clothing.
Yeah. Did you not like Park Mart?
Park Mart was chill. It wasn't as much e-boy clothing as in, like, I don't know. There is such a thing as e-boy clothing. And there is such a drive for it to just buy clothes so you can just have something fucking heavily ironic or dumb or just, like, I don't know. It sucks because it's just to have a picture taken of it,
yeah,
of you wearing it, so then you get to post it. It's a posting society now.
What was, like, the age group of everyone?
Dude, there were, like, it was, like, the difference between, like, the people selling and the people buying. Like, all the people, well, there were, like, a lot of people selling were, like, my age, which is, like, 30. and a lot of people buying were a lot younger than that.
Like my age, you know.
Like Fraser's age, like 18.
17.
Yeah, we found Fraser at a high school.
Yes.
It was super annoying because you could just feel that like no one there had any fucking money, and like these people kept coming up to me at like our table, and they would be like, "Oh, like tell me about your magazine," and I would rant about it for like however long, like have a conversation with them for like 10 minutes. Like, this is what it is. This is why we made it. This is the whole idea. And they'd be like, "Cool, cool, cool. I'll check it out later," and just like kind of walk away. And I was just like, "Why fucking bother asking?" Like, it was an $18 purchase. $12. The first issue was $12. It's just this weird social interaction where it's just like you don't have to like say hi to me. You can just like come by it if you want. Whatever.
Spoken like a true salesman right there. I don't know.
should we try out like kind of like having a guest, like Sophie is, you know, a guest on the podcast. Do maybe we ask her some questions? Is that how we should treat this?
It's not up to me.
It's not up to you.
It's fine. I feel like this is kind of your podcast. This is what you do, right?
Yeah, I don't think we should, like, interview.
I don't think so either.
And just prod Sophie the whole cast.
Uh-huh. What's your biggest fear?
Oh, my God. I guess probably being asked that on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Did you
I'm
going to
hear a recording back of my voice.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that you'll even show your friends that you're on this? You probably won't.
Maybe. I don't know. I was discussed. I was talking about it with my coworkers.
Yeah.
Rate them.
What?
Rate them.
Rate my coworkers?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rate my first name as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, they know.
I feel like it'd be more interesting if you guys rated your coworkers as you.
Oh, wait, they might listen now.
I'll rate all my coworkers 10 out of 10. I love them all so much.
Yeah, I love all my coworkers except for some of them. Shout out to coworkers.
Shout out. No, my coworkers are good. They're great.
Me and what's your name again?
Marcus.
Me and Marcus work at the same job.
And it's great.
And it's great, and everyone's really nice.
Everyone's so fantastic. Fantastic, Mr. Fox.
One of my coworkers bought an issue of Cult.
Shout out.
Yeah, that was huge.
That was big.
We were discussing how you were doing the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And we were saying, you know, she was like, well, what's, like, the premise of it?
Yeah.
Do you guys all need premise? Do, like, women-based, like, whoa, the podcast listeners, do they all
Let's
need
get
premises?
Into it. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
No, I don't think there needs to be a premise. I just think, like, this is, you know what, I'm going to say it. I think, like, this is something, because her partner is, like, an art director, and this is something we've discussed, or he, like, art directs, like, music videos for musicians, or I think he manages it, but it's something where it's, like, he is, like, working within the arts, and I think, like, there is a confidence that exists among white men, where it's, like, this is art, and, like, this is what I'm doing, it's good, and I'm going to talk about it I'm going to make an hour-long podcast about my opinion.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it's gonna be good. And mm-hmm. like, I feel good enough about it that we're gonna do it not just once, but every week.
Every week.
True.
Yeah.
And so.
Well.
It is funny. You guys are funny.
This is funny, yeah. But it's also a character.
Damn, my girlfriend don't fuck with me.
My girlfriend does not fuck with any of this. She hates this.
No.
Shout out to our listeners who are all also white men.
Yeah.
shout out to the Orthodox community of New York. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I did say in the text chain that I would accuse a famous Italian person of being Jewish every week.
Yeah.
And we took it out of last week.
We did cut. We did cut last week.
So I'm gonna do it again, but we'll probably cut it again.
Yeah,
but stay tuned for that. Stay tuned, who's next?
That's kind of like our little mystery of every episode.
Yeah, what gets cut out?
Sophie,
are you gonna cut out that?
No, we're keeping that in for sure.
Mystery of what gets cut out.
Good point.
All
next.
Of my part. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Frasier and Jake podcast this time.
Yeah. Nobody else was here.
No one else is on the podcast.
You can hear the mic, the third mic moving, but
yeah.
There's a cat.
Yeah, the cat was fucking with that.
the cat who's also a boy.
Cat's also a boy.
Cat's also a white male. Yeah. Fat as fuck, dude.
dude, it's like the undeserved confidence, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it undeserved?
That's true. We are balling, dude.
I'm balling hard, bro. I'm trying so goddamn hard.
Every day. I think it's hard because I know you personally, and like of course I'm not gonna tell my like.
You do a character.
Yeah. Oh, I can do a character.
Yeah, you do the character, bro. If I talked like this in real day-to-day, that would fucking
you kinda
crush
do.
Me. Not with people that I'm not friends with. No way.
And I'm not really to say it's, like, undeserved. I think you're both really funny. Ultimately what we landed on is it's, like, nice to, like, it's nice to spend an hour, like, feeling like you're part of, like, two white guys' world where it's, like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
My world is like dead rats and living in a cubicle and just really enjoying life.
So you guys are pro white guy podcast?
Pro. See, that was the thing that I was going to say at the beginning. There is a lot. I mean, that's also the fucking... I don't know. I was going to call it the trifecta, but yeah, the three white guys running a podcast has been such a popularized thing since like fucking 2016.
It works.
We eat it up, dude.
It does work though for some reason.
For some reason we love it.
Yeah.
For some reason it goes over way too well.
Yeah, dude. We're just carrying the torch here. It's not like we're doing it. We're not doing anything wrong, dude. we might be.
Everyone is.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like the state of existence that you kind of have to just body and like still have the productive energy to make stuff. Because like, yeah, like, I don't know. My body is made up of every wrong that's ever been committed on anyone, at least in the United States. Like, that's like my heritage.
I don't believe
And I'm from the South too. And like, I have like wealthy descendants in Oklahoma. And I wonder where they got that money from.
But
I don't know. Mark. I think like you kind of have to, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, not make shit, not do anything. Like, yeah, maybe this is like a lazy form of making things, and this is very much rooted in our own like confidence in ourselves that anyone like wants to hear us, and even like wants to hear us in like a very unrefined and stupid form. Like, this isn't like creative what we're making. This isn't artful. This is just like blabbering on the microphone for an hour, and that just comes from a sense of confidence that is has much more to do with like, I don't know, our perception of what is deserved by us in the world. Even if right now I have this like hollow apologetic rant about it.
Do you think? I don't think anything's deserved, though. No one's entitled or deserved anything.
I mean, I think the reason that I feel, like, confident... I don't confident to...
Except for water.
Carry the mic is that I'm at least, like, good at, like, doing a thing. But, yeah, dude, like, I don't know. There's a reason that... There's probably a reason that more white guys podcast than other.
That's not true at all, bro.
What are you talking about?
That's not true at all. You've never watched like an episode of like Drink Champs or anything?
No, what's that?
Jesus Christ. Okay.
What?
This is a bad white male perspective on your end, because there's a plethora of just black podcasts that basically run YouTube. You got to get more.
You gotta
diversify
podcasts.
Your YouTube.
I don't really appreciate the podcast as like a legitimate. I think it's kind of bad for you. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I think.
No, but I really do. Like, I think I like. I don't think it makes you like politically conscious. I don't think it really like activates you in.
Well, I think it's like a way for, I don't know, at least the way I'm listening to podcasts, and like, I think like you listen to a podcast and you hear their opinions, and then it's like easier to just like parrot the opinions. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
It's like their take on current events that like becomes your take just because like you've been in proximity. Yeah. Like it's not, you know, you doing the thinking to get from like.
Yeah.
Event
yeah.
to opinion.
That's true. I feel like we're the opposite, but
we don't
still.
Take we don't have any takes on anything, dude.
No, we're like, I'm saying as persons, I feel like we're the opposite way, guys. Like you're from the south.
Yeah.
I'm heavily northeast. Your family, I feel like, is a classic good southern family.
Yeah, they're right.
I'm from a pretty up and down spot, and
yeah,
also everyone, all my ancestors and shit are either from Greece or have been like poor dirt farmers their entire lives, so they're just like,
yeah,
I'm like the, I'm the white trash, and then you're like more of the,
I'm kind of an aristocrat,
the aristocrat. Yeah,
yeah,
you're like the classical,
yeah,
you're the classical man, I'm the street dweller.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the good mix. And Sophie is from the Pacific Northwest.
Northwest.
And she's a girl.
And
a she's
girl.
Yeah. which I'm hearing there's a lot of in the Pacific Northwest.
There's probably as many out there as there are here.
Yeah,
okay.
What are the chicks like over there? Are they hot? What are they like?
They're okay. We've got California.
Those are
I don't like those.
Those
type of
are pretty
chicks.
Hot.
You don't
chicks.
Like California?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it more, though. We got California.
We got...
Yeah.
Oregon's kind of...
We're the hottest guys, and we're the hottest girls. Hottest guys...
I think are they're all in New York, right?
Hot guys?
No, they're in Ohio.
They're in Ohio.
All of the hottest
so
guys
what?
Are in Ohio.
Yeah, dude. They're all from Ohio.
All of the hottest guys live there.
Yeah.
And all the hottest girls come from...
Virginia.
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 Yeah.
Really?
They have those hot women.
Virginia's I've never been to the
women.
South.
Let's all go to the south.
I've been to Baltimore.
That you should check out Virginia.
I have a new... Nah, that's the furthest I'll go.
You'll like what you see.
I liked the people in Baltimore. I'll go back to Baltimore. I'll fucking live in Baltimore if I need to.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down to rural Virginia and let you out in a field.
I would...
drive away.
I can't even say if I'd like it or not.
Yeah,
I was talking about Virginia to... I was having this conversation about how everyone from Virginia is hot. And I was with a friend and her roommate's love interest at the time. And he was saying he was on the phone with one of his friends who was down there. She just moved down there to rural Virginia. And she was out walking her dog. There's like this abandoned barn that she liked to walk her dog around. And they were there and she like turns a corner and there's just like a dead headless deer. And
so
she's
fucking
like,
hot.
What the fuck? And then she notices there's like a pickup truck. And there's this guy there, and she's like, oh, do you know what happened to this deer? and he's like, no, I don't know what happened. And so her dog starts barking, and she, like, goes to collect her dog. And in the back of this guy's pickup is the head of the deer.
Yeah, of course. You cut
yeah,
the fucking
naturally.
Head off of it.
And he's like, oh, like, you're not from around here, right? Like, I think this is a good lesson. Don't trust anybody.
That's just some asshole who poached a deer.
It's just some fucking dumb Virginian who's like, yeah, I got caught poaching a deer and I just like scared this dumb white girl.
Yeah.
And
he's
just
dog.
Like,
don't I'm going to cut your
boy.
Head off next. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
And it's so funny that in like 10 years you're going to be like, man, I was such a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know.
I
hated that's like
myself
the biggest fear
so
about,
much.
About this whole fucking podcast thing where it's like memory already is like so sharp. It already like hurts enough to like recall yourself 10 years prior. But now there's like an actual record of it. Like I can actually like my voice will be available 10 years down the line and I'll have to listen to it.
No one's making you listen to it though.
That's true.
That's
I guess
like
I don't have to listen to it.
I think everyone has that weird perversion where they tell themselves not to like go way back in their fucking
Facebook
IG
or whatever,
stories
yeah.
or Facebook posts. But then you do, because you want to see it. That's like this fucked up urge
yeah.
that every human has.
And sometimes
has.
It can be really beautiful. Like, you'll go far back, and you'll see something kind of, like, beautiful in yourself. You're like, oh, wow, like,
You see the making of who you are.
I was kind of funny then, too. Like,
or you can see your biggest downfalls.
You can see your biggest downfalls.
Where you took all the wrong steps.
Like,
I think I...
What did you witness?
What have I witnessed?
Going back in time. Being like, oh, fuck. Why'd I do that?
Well, here. What?
Like a Facebook post where you're just like, oh, yeah, my gosh, Facebook I post. Love G-Eazy's music. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, just like a lot of like... spelling errors, like I was very content to just be like dumb. Yeah.
I'm dumb so now. Yeah. Am I gonna be mad that I was dumb?
No. I'm not even that mad that I was dumb, but it's like crazy that I was like ready to broadcast, like, yeah, I'm dumb.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm not. I can spell. Yeah.
Your biggest maybe. Regret from your youth is not being able to spell?
No. I think my biggest regret is, like, I guess just, like, acting kind of, like, dumb and ditzy.
Yeah.
Maybe not demanding respect.
Yeah.
I still kind of don't. But, like, broadcasting that, like, I think, like, and acting dumb and ditzy in a time when it was, like, on social media. And yeah. I could just, like, let the world know, like,
dumb and ditzy.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I think we all did. Well, not we all that, did right? that. I broadcast those stupid as shit
That's
for
true.
My entire, since 8th grade
yeah.
to like
still
now.
In the process of
still
doing it.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm kind of hungry. I think I really run on food. I think I really.
Jake eats way too much. I will say that. That's insane.
Pretty.
Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Can you back me up a little bit here?
For once, well, there's, yeah. I think you eat a sufficient amount of food. I think that's something I've noticed in New York too. Is like people aren't eating like they need to be. It's like two meals tops.
Yeah,
I eat like one meal a day and snack pretty heavily.
I'm a big snacker. Too.
Late at night, yeah. though.
Late at
that's
night.
When I get hungry. That's when it tastes the best.
Yeah.
Or, like, right when I wake up.
Like, I'm not going to eat until, like, 4 o'clock today. And then, but...
I'm making yogurt, dude. I'm putting yogurt in a bowl right now, I think.
You can do that. Let's let Sophie rip. Let's... Okay.
Sophie's... All right now.
We're going to edit me completely out of this and just have Sophie...
I think we should also edit me out of this. It should just be Jake.
And
yeah.
All right, here
Talk
comes.
About how nice he was in middle school.
All right, you're so cool in middle school, Jake.
And here comes Sophie's part now. Sophie's gonna give us a good 10 minute.
A good 10 minute.
I can just fire off questions to you.
Sure.
Here comes. All right, here comes the Q&A part.
Q&A.
Yeah, dude, do a Q&A for Sophie.
Q&A.
All
right.
Off of YouTube off thumbnails.
My YouTube algorithm. Yeah. Here we go. All right, first question. How do we feel about Conan O'Brien?
You're just gonna look at thumbnails and say, "Do you fuck with this?"
That's the plan. You can get a taste of my algo and you know, see what Sophie's opinion is on it.
Sophie,
let's go with a more modernized question. Fuck Conan O'Brien. How do you feel about Sexy Red? Do you like Sexy Red?
There's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Sexy Red's fire. All right.
Wrong. Sexy Rex.
Tom Hanks. Do you think it's weird that he's now like a Greek citizen?
Oh, I didn't know he did that. Well, I like Tom Hanks. I know a lot of people don't. I think he's sweet. Jake doesn't like him. Jake's
what?
Holding back.
Oh, I'm fine with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
What do I not?
It's Tom Hanks.
I don't know if I don't. I don't. I think I'm okay on.
Boom.
That.
Next question. How do we feel about Aubrey Plaza?
Oh, I love her.
We love Aubrey Plaza. Uh-huh. Support.
Northeast
people.
Where's
she from?
Delaware.
Mm-hmm. There's literally only two famous people from Delaware. Aubrey Plaza and Joe Biden. Mm-hmm.
Is he from the same town?
Probably not.
I think there's probably like one town in Delaware.
I don't know. There's a lot of credit card companies in Delaware committing fraud, so that's another cool thing about Delaware.
Oh, how do you feel about energy drinks? Did you ever have like a
energy drinks? Sophie asking me questions,
yeah.
Bro, thrown on me. I love Red Bull growing up, partly because they were at the skate park
constantly trying to promote Red Bull. Mm-hmm. At every contest I ever went to. And you'd also, there would be a bunch of cute girls handing you Red Bull.
Oh, huge.
And
it,
like, as an 11-year-old, you're like, oh,
that's pretty sick. Hell
yeah. I get these fucking pumped up energy drinks that I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And just like some cute 19-year-old girl who doesn't care is like, here you go.
Handing it to me personally.
Me personally. Mom, take a picture of us, please. Jake's coming back, but he's kind of unnecessary at this point. Unless he's got an algo that he would like to share some questions from. Ooh, how do we feel about, let's see, Gisele Bündchen. So Tom Brady's ex-wife. She dope?
She's okay. She hasn't really done anything of substance. I don't
heard it here. She's done. Cool. Women do nothing. Coming straight out the mouth of our great guest, Sophie. Here we go. All right, so how do we feel about the Super Bowl is coming up? We like that. Sophie, how do we feel about the Super Bowl? Travis Kelce, he's in the news about something. What's he up to?
He's in some hot water.
Is he?
Is he?
No, I don't know.
I'm more of a Matty Healy guy.
Realistically,
I support Matty Healy.
The discourse has gone the way of like if you fuck with this Taylor Swift Kelce thing, you might be sort of racist. That's what I'm kind of seeing. If this excites you in some primordial way, you probably just don't like black people that much.
I think if you just are a Taylor Swift fan, you're probably a racist bigot and should do
deep
dive on yourself.
Do some thinking, huh?
Think about why you like Taylor Swift so much.
Because you're racist. Because
you're a fucking racist bigot, bro.
Sold out Madison Square Garden, not a black person in the building.
That was probably the first time it was an all white. I mean, since at least
the
50s.
Was the first time Madison Square Garden was only white people?
I mean, since the 50s, probably. They were just like, Tay Swift broke the foot. On the last, did Elvis ever play at Madison Square Garden?
Elvis,
what time period is that when he was, before he was dying?
50s, right?
I would imagine if Frank Sinatra played at Madison Square, I mean he wouldn't though. That would be a pretty, white ass crowd.
Yeah.
Not as white as Taylor Swift's crowd though. That one's white. And Sophie is left because of disgruntled. I don't know. I think I was just saying too much or too little about how terrible Taylor Swift. No, Taylor Swift's great. We support her. And, I don't support her, actually. I wouldn't condone Taylor Swift to anyone I know. I would just tell them to be careful. And, there's a lot of clearly drawn lines between Taylor Swift and white nationalism. And I just, I kind of disown the whole idea of it.
Me and Sophie were talking about this the other day. Because, she's so clearly, kind of has middle America by the throat, and she can kind of sway whatever election she wants, I think, by just endorsing a candidate.
It's kind of funny though.
It's incredible.
It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah. I guess she endorsed Biden, I think, last election. But I feel like she's got there's no way there's not some uber conservative people that are Swifties.
Definitely. I think Taylor Swift's also kind of this strange type of pop star we've never really had before in American culture, because her fans are all predominantly women or just gay guys. People who aren't physically attractive. Madonna, dude, more guys looked at pictures or liked Madonna, I think, than women. Taylor Swift's probably one of the biggest pop stars ever to not be looked at as she's so fucking hot, or I have never heard from anyone be oh dude, I'm crazy over Taylor Swift, look at Taylor Swift's outfit. When Ice Spice came out, all my friends were this is probably the hottest fucking girl ever.
Yeah.
And with Taylor, you don't hear any of that. It is completely one-sided.
You can't sexualize her the same
She's
way.
She's not sexualized at all.
Yeah, the gaze is not... No. She kind of reflects the gaze
and
back.
I think that has to do with her being lanky. She's taller than a lot of guys. She kind of has like a very cookie-cutter personality. Yeah. And just... She only writes about shit that, I mean, girls want to hear. She's talking about heterosexual breakups only, almost, on all of her albums. So it's like, there's not even anything you can kind of jam to, really, as like a straight dude, just being like, yo.
Doesn't really slap in the whip.
Doesn't slap. No slapping. Mm-hmm. Sexy Red, on the other hand, like, that shit fucking slap, bro.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just feel like...
This is my first thought this morning. I woke up and I said something about the sexual energy that Taylor Swift lacks.
She does lack sexual energy.
Yeah.
And I think that's on purpose, though. Cause
well, yeah, to make her, like, most marketable to, like, everyone.
She needs but, to be sold in Walmarts.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I mean, I think she is this, like, the music of, like, the most frictionless populace possible, which is, like, kind of tyrannical. Like, hear me out here. If you cross, like, people that are, like, are dedicated to protecting the norm and protecting the standard of frictionlessness, like, if you were to, like, tell someone, like, during the Biden election, like, you're kind of a fucking simp and you're just, like, selling out the country because you're lazy, like, you would get, like, I mean, that's a mean thing to say to someone, but, like, if you were just, like, kind of, like, say anything bad about Joe Biden, you would get, like, at least in Boston, like, people would get pretty aggro about it. And the same thing about Taylor Swift. Like, it's a pretty, like, pretty edgeless type of music, except for, like, if you say something bad about it to, like, to a true fan, like, they'll get so mad.
They get heated.
Because it's not the music. It's really, like, a state of being that's, like, being championed by the Swifties.
It represents normalcy.
Normalcy, yeah.
For everyone who looks up to her, listens and loves her music, she's the definition of a fucking, like, home-cooked apple pie.
Yeah.
I have, like, a steady relationship. I'm building a family. I have my past, and I like to dwell on it sometimes. But, you know, I'm moving forward. And
which is why I think the discourse has turned to the point of, like, yo, if you're, like, really feeling this, like, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Disney marriage, you might be, like, a little racist.
Yeah, you might be a little racist. It is. It's perfect. Jake just said the Disney relation. The same people who probably love Disney or into Disney shit really do. I mean, that's Taylor Swift's fan base. She has
Disney
appeal.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking depressing that Americans just strive to be so goddamn mediocre. And that's all they want is just to be just mediocre as fuck. And just not have anything with edges. Just have everything kind of this melancholied.
No, I think think the, like, interesting point is the edge does exist there. It's the violence that can exist if someone challenges the edgelessness.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, they'll attack. That's the funny part,
though. Yeah, like, it's a very, like, repressed and aggressive group of people, in my mind. And it's really built out of this, like, it's built out of this, like, state of protecting what is so truly known to, like, not exist. It's like if you have someone that's in a bad, like, a friend in a bad relationship, and, you know, if anything kind of, like, nudges on, like, hey, like, maybe you shouldn't be doing this, like, they, like, double down and, like, grow aggro with you.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to tiptoe around them.
Of course, on the flip side of that, you have your Jack Harlow males. And also, I don't know who the fuck's listening to this guy. Like, who is? If you are, stop it.
Which one on Jack Harlow?
Now we're on Jack Harlow. Yeah, because we have to hit the male side, too. Can't just fucking bang it on Taylor Swift and then be like, well, guys, get off scot-free. They always have the correct music taste. Well, and they're always, you know, super non-repressed or anything like that.
Jack Harlow is the male Taylor Swift.
Jack Harlow is the male Taylor Swift to a degree. All of those same sentiments of sneakerhead males are, to a degree...
Swifties.
If you're a sneakerhead male, you can't be talking shit about Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah. What do you think? I don't know. Like, do you know very many Jack Harlow fans? Like... He doesn't have the same sort of, like, fan.
Yeah. Oh, I was just,
identifies.
What about, how about,
there is no, like, male equivalent, which I think, I don't know.
What about the Drake?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, maybe.
But that's because he's multicultural.
What about the Drake male?
Drake male, that's a good one. Drake and T-Swift are very comparable.
No, because Drake is a sexual deviant.
That's true, but.
And he champions sexual deviancy. Which maybe is.
That's what men want.
This
though.
Is
I
what
think
men want.
Men,
yeah, you're right.
So Drake's sexual deviance.
Drake's.
Yeah. That's our Taylor Swift. Yeah. Right? Like that's what we'll like die. We'll be like, that's still cool.
Drake is still cool to a lot of men. Like,
no. That's still cool. Fuck you. Yeah. We'll die on that hill. They'll get you activated.
Dog, if you listen to Drake, you shouldn't be doing that. And you're not Drake, and you can't relate with the music. Don't try to be Drake, because I know every motherfucker puts on their Drake, and they think they're goddamn Drake. You're not. You got $60 shoes on, and you haven't got your hair cut in multiple weeks. You're not Drake. Stop it. And you got these kids. No, sneakerhead males. I'm just going to use the broad. It's spaghetti hair, sneakerhead males.
The spaghetti hair
is insane. That shit. Kids are still on that, which is like... Yeah. That's kind of the same.
It's an outgrowth of a black haircut. It's like I remember when I was in college, it was called the Duke Starting Five, and all my like black friends had it. It was like the kind of like up fro, and now like all the white kids get it.
Yeah, but it actually worked. If you have that hair type, you can keep it like tight, and the shit doesn't just constantly just sit right on your eye line, and you look like you have a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah, what we found out is that. Middle America consists of women trying to have a normal hetero white relationship and guys trying to be black guys or white guys trying to be black.
White guys have always
which is Taylor Swift's spouse Travis Kelce is a white guy being a black guy.
Yeah, he does.
Which so they kind of are
perfect uniform. Like they fit so well.
Yeah,
together.
he is a Drake male. If he had the hair for it, he would have the spaghetti hair.
He's probably going to have a fucking complex like video with him going through the shoe rack and being like, I would wear these. Oh, man, these are dope. I remember these in like eighth grade.
Yeah. Man, what's fucking with these? Yeah.
And it's just like.
He seems so stupid.
He is stupid, bro. He's a professional football player. Yeah. They're not going to be inside. Like, I'm stupid, but that guy's fucking stupid. There's like a different
The American relationship archetype is sexually repressed woman and mentally challenged man.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
That's the ideal.
Yeah. Oh fuck, bro. But I think those two things are doing great. I mean, Western culture does have a huge impact on the rest of the world.
That's true. You see that spaghetti cut in Japan right now.
You see it in Japan. Bro, you go to England and everyone's going to be spaghetti cut. And I don't even think they listen to Slow Tie. And also, Slow Tie didn't do too well here. Because he had one line on his last album where he's like, and I'm proud to be British.
Yeah,
and and Americans are just like, yeah, dude, you're a goofball. Like, we're not hearing that. We're not hearing that at all. And then I felt like there was a boom for a little bit of English rap culture. And they were trying to get in on the sneakerhead male type shit. And then we were just like, you're not Drake, though. You're not Drake. And, I mean, he's from Canada, though.
That's
Who's
true.
Another, like, Ray Schremmer, probably. I mean, Ray Schremmer to Drake, Migos, Future. Drake's the biggest, but that conglomerate is equal to a Swiftie. Give or take.
Facts.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's kind of funny. You did wake up. I really like having to hold it so close to my face.
You kind of have to for it to pick up. These aren't, you know, the best mics.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta get close to it. You're kind of holding it by your foot. there for a second.
By your foot.
I woke up and did what?
Just immediately thought of Travis Kelce. Is it? I think it's Kelce.
It's not.
I think you're saying his name wrong. But yeah, that was an immediate.
The first thing I thought about today. I said Taylor Swift has no sexual. I said Taylor Swift has no riz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, go back to that.
The cat was yelling at me.
Taylor Swift has no riz or appeal to most men, I think, is because do all, wait, Sophie, here we go. Here's a better one. Do you find Taylor Swift like attractive?
I mean, I think she's like she's objectively a beautiful woman, right? Like
that. See,
whether or not you
I don't think so.
Sexually, like.
Yeah.
I think like she like fits the mold of beauty.
Kind of like AI generated.
Kind of like AI generated. Like you can't, I think, deny that she is beautiful.
Like you can't. Yeah, she's beautiful in like the archetype.
Yeah.
Of what we see like white American beauty as.
Yeah.
But I don't think I. Yeah, because beauty is way different than like sexual. She doesn't have, at least even the look. There's just nothing like. She's kind of, that sounds, I'm not going to, I don't body shame anyone.
Go
but
ahead.
I feel like I'm allowed to.
Yeah, because
you're on Taylor
Swift. You're on the podcast.
No, because I'm punching up right now, bro.
Yeah.
I never punch down.
Travis Kelce punched down, is mentally ill.
I think you're going to say mentally retarded.
Oh.
He's probably that too.
Yeah.
we'll you think Taylor Swift is punching up?
Taylor Swift is punching up, Travis Kelce is punching down.
Taylor Swift's. I mean, yeah, it's.
Well, it's not. Well, it's kind of like an easy punch up, right?
Yeah,
you're kind of just punching at the sky.
Yeah. I think that. I mean, I'm gonna speak for all heterosexual men right now and say that Taylor Swift probably doesn't get anywhere near the like sexual attention that like a Lady Gaga or a Katy Perry would when looking at those sort of white women-esque pop stars.
It's the
just because. Of how they
smaller
present
breasts.
Themselves. Not smaller. Lady Gaga doesn't have big boobs, bro.
No.
Look at Lady Gaga.
Did Lady Gaga really
like
get sexualized like that?
Shape. Yeah, of course.
I thought she
dude.
Was kind of like a gay icon.
She can be both.
Yeah.
Well, I
she appeals to all.
Yeah.
Were spaghetti heads really feeling Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
They were.
I think they were 100%. I was feeling Lady Gaga big time.
Fair enough.
I think Lady Gaga made some fucking bangers. It's like. I don't know. What do you, okay, so for like a small breast, like Miley Cyrus.
Hot.
There you go. Hot as fuck. She doesn't have like
here's
an ass.
Here's
or,
what I was thinking. I think
reason.
I think there is a disparity of people or between men and women on the topic of is it okay to talk shit about Taylor Swift? Because men think like she's rich, she's famous, she's a star, like I can say whatever I want. And then women think can only hear like you just like you're taking the opportunity to like shit on a woman because it's like an easy target.
Well, I can make fun of, I think if you broadly
well,
make
think,
fun
like,
of everyone
Taylor Swift is an easy target like
yeah
it is yeah I think like she's so widely discussed. I think she is widely hated on, like
yeah
I don't think it's interesting to hate on Taylor Swift. I don't think anybody has come up with a take Taylor Swift that's new
yeah
I think we could pick someone different.
Yeah.
Let's pick someone different.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
So I don't know any other. Pops.
Well, it's never.
it's
never gonna end. Though.
It's never gonna end.
Yeah, because but I think like.
Well,
go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, like she puts herself, I think, in the spotlight, and you gotta give it that to her. Like, and she was out of it for a while. She figured out how to come back with a vengeance. Like we are talking about her again, and we might never stop talking about her.
Yeah.
But like I would rather talk about Taylor Swift versus like a Joe Biden or something. Someone who's like,
well, it's the same thing.
It's all the
same
thing.
You're talking about like the American consciousness. You're talking about like what stands in for most people, or at least like that's my perception on it. Is like this is the most popular thing, therefore like we should probably talk about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, like the opinion probably should be negative because this is like generally like a negative country.
Yeah. What's the pipe? Okay. There's definitely a T-Swift Joe.
But that's
Biden
like the
pipeline.
That's the issue. That's the issue. That's why Joe. I mean, that's like why Joe Biden feels so disgusting. Was like we like put this guy in office, and like his whole thing was basically just kind of being there. He's like, oh, like maybe return to normalcy.
Eating
like,
ice cream.
Like remember Joe, remember Obama? Like that was like, he was just like an evocation yeah. of, even though it wasn't, right? Even though like there was like,
we were all young.
But he was appealing to like the young and uninformed. And the same thing is like, where you can like put in this guy in office who like has this appearance of normalcy, but in fact is a pretty evil person, has done terrible things throughout his entire career and like continues to do evil things. Yeah. And so like when I see Taylor Swift, I can't help but think the same thing. Like you are like the stand-in for or like the mask of like American insidiousness. Like, of course, like this is the image that gets projected to everyone and the one that everyone clings on to. It's because it's the only one that doesn't really like Drake to some degree does demonstrate like the decline of being in the United States. Like at some point, like you'll lust your entire life because this thing is built to make you lust. And eventually you're going to hit 44 and you're still going to be lusting and you'll be like you'll be a child, be a man child that's still like trying to do the same shit, but it like just becomes disgusting and you move into like more like niche and decrepit perversions. And that like I can kind of get down with. We're like, yeah, like that is like indicative of the American experience, is that like everything like every piece of media is built to titillate us and make us like want more and more and more and never fulfill, but kind of just like a nicotine addiction. Like it's really not about like ever fulfilling you. It's about making you want the next one. Where Taylor Swift probably does the same thing to a lot of people, and like and offers this like this vision of living in America that is not real, that probably causes a lot of people a lot of strife in pursuit of. But she is so blameless in it. Like Drake, at least will like be kind of disgusting looking and
he'll
be like
track for it.
Yeah, and I think, and yeah, that's my big gripe about it. It's like, it's not like I'm taking an opportunity to shit on a woman because I want to shit on a woman. It's I'm taking an opportunity to like shit on like the American archetype because this is like our champion. Like this is the most famous person.
That is
person.
Our champion right now.
Yeah, this is the most famous person.
Yeah.
And of course it's like this blameless, polished, and sexless, and like desireless entity.
It's something that's just non-existent. That we're it's a shield. It's exactly like any Obama or Joe Biden presidency, where we're good people. Don't ask too many questions. But I mean, realistically, you're bombing weddings. You're bombing Syria. You're bombing Yemen.
Yeah.
But like, you're eating ice cream at like a cool general store in Connecticut. That's so kooky. And
yeah.
That's like relatable. Fun,
yeah.
But
and here's the Taylor Swift is from Delaware, apparently. Okay, dude, she's isn't that what you said?
Not from Delaware, Rhode Island. We were talking about Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza, yeah. Sorry.
We back Aubrey Plaza.
I was like, draw the line.
Swift is from Delaware.
Listen to this. They're from the same town.
They're
from the same fucking city.
Well, you know, Taylor Swift disappeared the same time the Obama presidency ended and then popped back up the same time Joe Biden did.
So reemerged. You know. Yeah, dude, she's a psyop, dude. She's literally, I think the things are connected.
They have
right?
to be.
Like, all this shit is rigged.
It's contemporary white America. Joe Biden and Taylor Swift. We're gonna trick you again.
Yeah, we're tricked, and we did. We got rocked.
we got fucked up.
We ate it the fuck up again.
Yeah, we do, bro. Yeah. They were like, after Eminem and like the Bush hate stuff. That's still, even though they were feuding, that is still like white America's in control. He even made the song white, but people don't care because he was still in it.
Yeah.
And now we're back. I mean, who was in the in between? Do you think
between what? Eminem
between Eminem love. And Taylor Swift love.
Few people.
When they're running the nation, legitimately, they're running American culture.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
We just get duped
every time.
Every time.
Well, yeah. I mean, because it's because we're just like, we're fucking cattle, right, at this point. Like, I don't think anyone has the capacity to really, like, think on things for much longer than, like, a day or so, and like everyone feels so disconnected from like the movement of the country, like it's gonna move on without you, like, and like I think that was reinforced over the COVID years. Like I think everyone realized like, oh yeah, like, you know, this thing could all like shut down and like nothing would really matter. Like it's my whole, like my role in this whole thing is so disconnected and useless. And so like, yeah, like what do? You like revert back to the archetypes. What is like, what is at the core of the like American experience is like,
what makes you comfortable?
Yeah. Football dad, singer mom.
Yeah. What makes you comfortable, you know, living in Rhode Island, like fantasizing about, I think when you listen to that type of music, you don't consciously understand that you're fantasizing about that life.
Yeah.
But you are.
You are.
You are. It's the same shit if you're listening to a Drake song at the club. You think you're
Drake.
You think you're Drake.
I'm Drake.
You 100% do.
Oh my God, I'm Drake.
Oh my God. What would I do if I was Drake for a day? Kill myself.
Dude, if I was Drake for a day.
I don't know. I mean, do you think the other part of like why they come back and like come back with smash hits is because like, do you think nostalgia plays a part, or do you think it's just still like the nostalgia for like feeling like Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's
both.
Right?
It can be both. It can be different reasons for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be, yeah.
But like nostalgia is like the same thing, right? Like it's like this, like we'll go through these periods of aimlessness. And like, and within the periods of aimlessness, we'll actually like approach general like cultural progression. Like things will start to move, and then like a Taylor Swift album comes out, and we're like, oh yeah, like I'm still fucking with this, mm-hmm. and like takes up the whole news cycle, and you know,
it's, then you turn 38,
then you turn
you're
30,
alone.
You turn 38 and you're alone, dude. Dude, a lot of ugly people love Taylor Swift.
All right, that's very true.
Yeah,
I feel like. You know what? A lot of ugly people love Drake, too.
Exactly. A lot of ugly guys like Drake.
And we're going to say ugly.
A lot of girls from Virginia also love
They do.
As
they
the whole know. Package.
Well, it's because it's their experience. Because they're like, oh, like, yeah, like, this is me, and it's popular. Like, at some point during, like, the beautiful woman from Virginia's experience, she's going to go to a, like, a large public college, and she's going to find herself in a... some type of class that challenges her idea of like primacy over the world, and then she'll hear a Taylor Swift album and be like, ah, never mind, like I'm good, bro. Like they still fuck with me.
Hell yeah.
They're still fucking with this.
Still love this shit. Yeah, what happens in I'll get to see it, I guess. I mean, but I'll start to be fucking old too. I don't know what crazy chemicals all those celebrities have, but what happens when like a Taylor Swift or a Drake gets really fucking old? You can't have Yeet. You can't have Yeet be the new Drake. He's just not like he's like a shy autistic kid who's corny. That's not gonna be like the bravado.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have like
male.
There's no like heir apparent right now.
Yeah,
like Jack
no,
Harlow, but he can't read.
He can't read, and he's not good at rapping. And he's also same thing that white dudes kind of aspire to be black. Jack Harlow's already white. You can't aspire to be Jack Harlow. You can just mimic him, which everyone already does.
Yeah,
but in the back of your head, you're still like, damn. I would kind of like to be like Ty Dolla Sign a Tiger. You're like,
yeah.
You're still hoping. You're like, Jack Harlow isn't the main dish.
Damn, I hope it gives. I hope there's something beyond Jack Harlow. Like, no, dude, that's
of course.
That's it. I mean, I don't know who is the last big. Well, like,
the last big star.
Like we had like the Michael Jackson era, and then he became a pedophile.
Yeah.
And we bounced back from that somehow. Someone was in between there.
Yeah.
How do we go from Michael to Taylor, you know? That's the real question.
I don't even know.
They're all from Delaware.
They're all from Delaware too, yeah. That's where Michael Jackson had his estate in Wilmington, Delaware.
Come to Wilmington, you know, we'll go stop by the Bank of America headquarters and
But it is funny to see like I don't know.
Actually, I think that's in Charlotte.
I don't consider appropriation at all bad. Everyone appropriates everyone, and that's kind of the beauty. That's like the one positive side of America is the appropriation of just like sharing. it's a melting pot. Everyone's down to share everything here, and even if you're not, they're gonna anyway.
Yeah.
But probably one of like the most egregious things that I at least got to witness within my time growing up is just the hijacking of the like the sneakerhead community by just like white kids, just yeah. immediately taking it to being like, oh no, this is an art form actually. Oh no, I'm gonna sell yeah. these for triple the price so no one who's ever tried to buy these can get them again unless you're in this fucked up market of like the sneaker world. And that was just completely co-opted by like fucking white kids who could get their parents to help them open up a buy and trade like sneaker store.
Yeah.
And go to like pay for a booth at conventions, which are those are, I mean, at like Complex Con or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like egregious prices. And they just sort of, I mean, that's like when appropriation doesn't go well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're about at the end of this thing, huh? What do you think? How are you feeling, Sophie? How was your podcast experience?
My podcast experience was okay. I feel like pretty on par with.
We let with Sophie Matt. Talk so much.
Yeah. Yeah, we blew that. We had the Q&A section.
Yeah, we had the Q&A.
Dude, now you're literally just watching.
Yeah, literally
I'm trying to get more questions for Sophie. Oh, wait, here's a good question, because I do like Doja Cat. How do you feel about Doja Cat?
I feel like it's in the same, maybe, I don't know, how would you classify Doja Cat in like the sphere of like Taylor Swift and Drake and
whole different thing? That's for that's for the internet people.
Doja Cat, I can, yeah, she's a pop star, but she's so not, I mean, I enjoy it.
I do too.
And it's all
recklessness.
And it's all sex.
Yeah.
It's like
all sex.
Yeah, and it's like it's
I appreciated her TikTok during the pandemic too.
Which it's all sex, but
oh,
it's
just
irony
like, yeah.
too though.
Yeah, she's funny. She's legitimately
she's
funny.
She's legitimately
yeah.
very funny.
Yeah.
Like a real person behind there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what is Taylor Swift's personality? There's nothing.
No one
yeah.
knows.
No one knows.
Yo,
yeah. And I think and I think like the sexuality of Doja Cat is also related to the personality. Like 100%. Everyone's like, "Oh, dude, like
she's funny.
We
she's
could
funny.
Hang out."
Yeah.
Yeah, we could hang out.
You
and then like the logical leap is like we could fuck too.
Yeah.
Like but like with Taylor Swift there's like, "Well, like we could never hang out. I have no idea what we would talk about."
No.
But, like, that's the thing that makes no sense to me. Is like, this whole, like, population of people, of women.
That you don't want to fuck, so you don't think you can hang out with.
Well, maybe. Well, I'm thinking about, like, a lot of people, like, connect with her. Mm-hmm. And think we could, do they think we could hang out? Maybe. Or like
Jake doesn't have any female friends,
yeah.
and I think that's
I have hella female friends. Everyone's trying
to never talk to a woman.
Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless he wants to fuck.
Yeah. Mom, don't listen to this one. Yeah.
Did Coraline, the movie, shape you any which way as like a young person?
I wouldn't say it shaped me. It was kind of scary. I rewatched it. Kind of recently,
yeah.
And thought it was pretty good. Did it? Is that?
No, that's a movie for girls.
You think that's a movie?
Coraline's a great movie.
That's for girls.
The animation on it is fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love claymation stuff, and they made a cool pair of Nikes about Coraline that were influenced by it. But
we're not seeing enough claymation these days.
I'm not either.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Sad about it.
Yeah.
We need more Coraline.
I'm not fucking with claymation. She looked nasty. Always looks kind of wet.
Oh god, no. Wake up, America. Disney is making propaganda.
Damn.
This has been known. I feel like
you're still on YouTube.
I'm going through the algorithm right now.
Put
I'm trying
down.
To get some questions for Sophie.
I've been trying to sign out from the pod for 10 minutes now.
You can you're not
you
signing out
you
yet.
You keep looking at thumbnails.
Sophie can sign out. And we'll put it at the end. Sophie, you can talk.
Oh yeah, this is me signing out to be edited into the end. Thanks for having me. It's been great to be here.
It's great to have
Sophie,
you
Sophie, speaking for all women of America, what's next? What are you guys up to next?
I don't really get it.
What's going on?
Yeah. Give me like a upper hand here, somewhere to get a little bit of traction.
So maybe we get a little bit of traction.
Because as a white male, I always want the upper hand.
Yeah. All right, let's look at this. Yeah, perfect. let's end the podcast here. Thanks for listening. I'll be generous. 9 people this time. Once again, this feels like a massive waste of time. It takes a lot of energy. It doesn't take too much energy. It's pretty easy. But the whole point is to distribute magazines. If you subscribe on Patreon, and pick any of the paid options, you can be subscribed to all the magazines that come out this year. And that's a pretty good deal. The price on those are about $18 per. You'd be getting it, I don't know, around like $15 or $14 per. And who knows? You know, you want some cool shit to lay around your apartment, your home, your parents' basement, wherever this finds you. Other than that, we work really hard on that.
Yeah.
We don't work too hard on this. But if you like this, imagine what we could do when we actually work hard. Sophie, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
First guest. What'd you think?
Pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Fraser, thank you for being on the podcast.
I still got a accuse an Italian guy.
And we'll see if that one makes the cut next
that
time.
None of these are ever gonna make the cut. I'm just gonna bring them up in whatever the next episode is. So it's like I didn't say it because it got cut out, but I did.
Yeah.
And also, if what I say deters you from Call Magazine and getting the magazine, I can stop.
I guess that's Fraser saying goodnight. Okay. Thanks everyone. Bye. Thank great time. Thank you, Sophie. Thank you, podcast. Okay, bye, podcast.
Thanks, Sophie.